Ninth stanza. Eddie bites his tongue. 1. Per Callahan had made a brief visit to the East Stoneham post office almost 2 weeks before the shootout at Chip McAvoy's store, and there the former Jerusalem's Lot parish priest had written a hurried note. Although addressed to both Aaron Deepno and Calvin Tower, the note inside the envelope had been aimed at the latter, and its tone had not been particularly friendly. 627-77. Tower. I'm a friend of the guy who helped you with Andolini. Wherever you are, you need to move right away. Find a barn, unused camp, even an abandoned shed if it comes down to that. You probably won't be comfortable, but remember that the alternative is being dead. I mean every word I say. Leave some lights on where you are staying now and leave your car in the garage or driveway. Hide a note with directions to your new location under the driver's side floor mat or under the back porch step. We'll be in touch. Remember that we are the only ones who can relieve you of the burden you carry. But if we are to help you, you must help us. Callahan of the Eld. And make this trip to the post office your last. How stupid can you be? Callahan had risked his life to leave that note, and Eddie, under the spell of Black 13, had nearly lost his. And the net result of those risks and close calls? Why, Calvin Tower had gone jaunting merrily around the western Maine countryside, looking for buys on rare and out-of-print books. Following John Cullum up Route 5, with Roland sitting silently beside him, then turning to follow Cullum onto the Dimity Road, Eddie felt his temper edging up into the red zone. "Gonna have to put my hands in my pockets and bite my tongue," he thought. But in this case, he wasn't sure even those old reliables would work. 2. About 2 miles from Route 5, Cullum's Ford F-150 made a right off Dimity Road. The turn was marked by 2 signs on a rusty pole. The top one said Rocket Road. Below it was another, rustier still, which promised lakeside cabins by the week, month, or season. Rocket Road was little more than a trail winding through the trees, and Eddie hung well behind Cullum to avoid the rooster tail of dust their new friend's old truck was kicking up. The Cartomobile was another Ford, some anonymous 2-door model Eddie couldn't have named without looking at the chrome on the back or in the owner's manual. But it felt most religiously fine to be driving again, with not a single horse between his legs, but several hundred of them ready to run at the slightest motion of his right foot. It was also good to hear the sound of the sirens fading farther and farther behind. The shadows of overhanging trees swallowed them. The smell of fir and pine sap were simultaneously sweet and sharp. "Pretty country," the gunslinger said. "A man could take his long ease here." It was his only comment. Cullum's truck began to pass numbered driveways. Below each number was a small legend reading Jafford's Rentals. Eddie thought of pointing out to Roland that they'd known a Jafford's in the collar, known him very well, and then didn't. It would have been belaboring the obvious. They passed 15, 16, and 17. Cullum paused briefly to consider at 18, then stuck his arm out the cab's window and motioned them on again. Eddie had been ready to move on even before the gesture, knowing perfectly well that cabin 18 wasn't the one they wanted. Cullum turned in at the next drive. Eddie followed, the tires of the sedan now whispering on a thick bed of fallen pine needles. Winks of blue once more began to appear between the trees, but when they finally reached cabin 19 and a view of the water, Eddie saw that this, unlike Keewatin, was a true pond. Probably not much wider than a football field. The cabin itself looked like a 2-room job. There was a screened-in porch facing the water with a couple of tatty but comfortable-looking rockers on it. A tin stove stack poked up from the roof. There was no garage and no car parked in front of the cabin, although Eddie thought he could see where one had been. With the cover of duff, it was hard to tell for sure. Cullum killed the truck's engine. Eddie did likewise.